You're listening to Sideshow Network.
World, and welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'. I hope everyone is having a beautiful day or night or whatever it is you're doing while listening to this.
Or morning.
I said day or morning. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I forgot like about
morning,
that.
Afternoon.
Yeah, evening. Sorry. I forgot there's a morning.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to Lady Lovin'.
Some people listen while they commute.
I know. We do have a lot of commuters. We actually got an email from a commuter in Scotland. So shout out to you.
Scotland.
Yeah. What's up in Scotland?
I don't know, man. A lot of kilts.
I think I like Scotland. I'm just going to say that. Anyway, we have a very exciting episode today. I'm just going to jump right into it. Well, first, hi, Jilly.
Hey, Greta.
Hey, Lo.
Hey, Lo.
Hi, guys.
Today we have, you know, this is a really big episode
it
for
is.
Us.
We're
it's
pretty
a huge
excited.
Episode for
We're
us.
We're very excited.
We're like kind of starstruck that they're
we
here
are.
With us. We really are.
And they have great abs.
Yes.
Abs?
Yeah. Abs.
Something that no one's ever said to me. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, joining us today are the incredible stand-up comedians and co-hosts of Guys We Fucked, Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Hello. Lady Lovin'.
Guys. Our studio audience.
Good to be here. That was great.
Although I just
thank
hit
you.
Myself in the face.
You guys class. Compliment each other very well.
Thank you. We just hosted a dating talk last night.
It was really funny.
It oh, did you?
It was really funny. Yeah, it was Jilly. Okay, they fucked Jilly over, honestly, because they named it was a talk Jilly was hosting.
Okay.
And they named the talk. Jilly wanted the talk to be named Feelings. And they were like, they were like, well, we don't get that. We don't think that topic will like bring anyone to the talk. So they changed it to the dating game.
So people showed up thinking I was going to like matchmake them. Or
oh,
some
that's
shit
very.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's so very misleading.
Yeah. And
so,
I was like, actually, we're just going to talk about like why we cry ourselves to sleep every night because we're single. You know what I mean?
I was like bullying a girl in the audience. I was like, you're single because you don't accept love. And she was like, okay, like, yeah, you're probably right. And I'm like, I know I'm right. I'm looking at you. There are Turkish men in the corner that would love to buy you drinks.
Yeah, they
and they
hot.
Weren't doing it.
I know.
I tried to
fucking
be
fucking idiots.
I tried to facilitate. I tried
she
to be
did.
Like,
she did
tried
the best
to
play the game.
Grow.
And I was
I
just
did.
Like, let's talk.
Well, they were going there expecting to get paired up automatically. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they're getting yelled at for not loving themselves.
I know.
So
it's
just
true.
Not what they expected. They just needed like a second.
Yeah, we should have just bought them all drinks and said, listen, get drunk and look at someone in the eyes deeply.
Whatever. I realized in hindsight that we had a woman ask us like if we believed in the one. Do you guys believe in
we
the one?
We both at the no. same time go, no.
No.
Turns out she
true.
Just got engaged. And I'm like, why the fuck are you asking
You could
us
still
this?
Be engaged.
Here, man?
Yeah. I mean, I believe in ones for different parts in your lives. I mean, I hate to reference Sex in the City because that's a lot of problems on
the
there.
Two big loves.
But like, yeah, you have like a couple big loves like, through the course of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends. It depends, you know, a reason, a season, or a lifetime kind of thing.
I think that love is just timing and sexual attraction.
Yeah, I think it's where you are in your life and like physically where you are. Because if I was in LA, I feel like I would meet somebody there, but I'm in New York, so you meet somebody here.
Yeah,
it's like
I
wherever
agree.
You are. But there's certain people who, like, there's certain boyfriends who I've had who I've had certainly a deeper connection with than others.
For sure.
Even though I've dated them for the same amount of time.
No, I agree with that. I think that I said last night that I think that you have, like, the ones for different times in your life.
Yeah.
Like, my high school boyfriend was the one for me when I was 17, but you couldn't pay me, like, $1 million to go on a date with him now.
People who, like, stay with their high school sweetheart, I'm like,
I don't get that.
I think it's romantic.
It is romantic, but I'm like, how can you stand each other?
And like, don't you want to fuck other people?
You've grown into different
people.
I think
that if you do that, you have to like, because you like learn different like sexual things from different like people you're with.
That's yeah.
So
that
I
part
think
would
that
drive
you
me nuts.
Have to be really adventurous and open in the bedroom if you decide to stay with someone for like from high school on.
Yeah.
Well, you guys started your podcast. This is such a treat having like fellow podcasters on the show. You guys started your podcast after a breakup.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I was dumped by who I thought was going to be the love of my life. Like the person I thought I was, I don't even, like never even thought I would get married, but I thought I was going to get married to this person. Uh-huh. And he dumped me pretty unexpectedly in a Panera Bread.
No.
Oh my God.
And I had a meltdown that lasted like well over a year. And Christina and I had been working together as the comedy duo Sorry About Last Night for a while. And maybe like a year into my breakdown, I pitched to the idea. I was like, how about we interview every guy we've ever slept with or had a relationship with, and woman, if you want to do that.
My friend.
and call it guys we fucked. And then we did it. And then Christina added on the anti-slut shaming portion so we could talk about, you know, stuff, not just ourselves, which is helpful.
I mean, I get that, but it's nice that, I don't know, I feel like we get a lot of people that write into us that have gone through a lot of breakups and that really feel like their life is over.
Oh, yeah.
And I mm-hmm. think that some of the best things in your life can come from, like, breaking up with someone.
For sure. I think my life's over every time I end something.
Me too.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Because it's, like, the death of that relationship. And it makes me so... You feel like you're going through immediately, like, a withdrawal.
It definitely is a death, too. It's definitely, like, you need time.
And it's, like, you realize that person that you were so close with who's been inside of you... You're probably never gonna have the same bond ever again for the rest of your life.
Did you say been inside of you?
Like a guy, like a boyfriend, like his penis, like when you have sex.
Sure, I was just like, I got really visual there in my mind for a second. I was like, shit.
Like his soul's in your soul? No, when his dick's in you.
I just imagined my last, and that was weird.
Well, yeah, it's almost worse than death because they're only dead to you. It's like a selective
alive
death
to everyone else.
They're still alive, Snapchat.
Yeah.
They're still like, you know, making that dog sticking out their tongue on Snapchat.
Making
me sad.
I think that, like, lurking on social media is, like, I'm very in love with my boyfriend right now, but I always lurk on everyone that I've, like, fucked mm-hmm. and dated.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, sometimes I'm doing it, and I'm just, like, it's, like, my thumb goes on autopilot. I'm, like, why? How did I even end up here? Like, why am I even looking at you and your wife and your baby right now? Like, what's going on?
Have you ever, like, dated someone and you're so grossed out when you look at their profile that you can't even look at it because you're just, like, I'm going to vomit?
Instead of not looking at it, though, I just continue to scroll going, ugh.
See, I can't even do that. I looked at my, like, an ex that I had in the past recently, and I was just like, this is like, I'm not even hungry right now. Like, that never happened.
Wow.
You know
what
I mean?
That's why it, like, astonishes me that some high school sweethearts can, like, make it, because you're such different people in high school than you are when you're 22, than you are when you're 25, than you are when you're 30.
I think some people are stunted, though. And I,
yeah, that's true.
I think some people don't make, and that's what you, when you meet someone who's never had their heart broken, they're a little weird. Like, there's something a little wrong with them.
Yeah, you know, someone who's never been through anything hard, and you're like,
they don't know, like, somebody don't know secrets.
I just think that they're so stupid.
Like, yeah, kind of. That's you can tell.
They just obviously, like, don't have the brain power to deal with, like, emotionally what's really going on in their lives.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I think that I've met some people that are still together from high school, and I like them.
Yeah, you might like
not
them,
bad people.
But I think they're probably dumb as rocks.
I don't think so. There's still a couple friends that are still.
They're a couple?
Yeah.
Have they ever opened it up?
No.
I mean, it's their... That's
Listen,
their thing. If they're happy,
the way
they're
they
happy.
Want to live, you know?
Well, it's also, if you've never had sex with anyone else, it might even be easier because then you don't know what you're missing. If you've had sex with, like, two people, then you're fucked.
Well, have you ever been in a relationship and then you're, like, single again? You're like, how do I even have sex? Like, I forget how to have sex.
Sometimes when that happens, I'm like, I don't even know how to kiss.
Yeah,
like,
I go
back there.
Like, oh, I forget,
like,
all the time.
I don't even know, like, how to, like, hug someone. I'm like, hey, buddy. Like a shoulder tap.
Yeah, someone asked Jilly last night on this panel. They were like, how did you approach a guy at a bar? And Jilly's like, I compliment them on their shoes.
Nice shoes. And she was like, Greta was like, girl. I was like, that's why I'm single.
It's fine. I just would go up to a guy and be like, what's up?
Yeah.
I say, what's up?
She doesn't use the T,
I wouldn't use
though.
The H or the T.
Yeah.
I think people that, like, haven't been through anything hard really, I'm, like, so perplexed when I meet these people. And, like, then when they talk to me about a problem, I'm just like, what you're explaining to me, like, isn't actually a problem. What you're explaining to me is just being alive.
Oh, we get this all the time during our live shows. We'll bring up, like, our audience is very diverse, but who comes to the shows are usually, like, 21-year-old white girls.
Yeah.
Who are, like, really sweet, super cool. And they'll come up and we, like, ask if anybody in the audience has a problem. that they want to talk about on stage. And it's never, like, I was so torn between everyone has their own version of what's hard.
Right.
Like, everyone has their own 9/11. That's fine. But, like, when Andrew won't text you back and that's the worst thing that's ever happened to you, I'm like, oh, okay. I don't even know.
Go. But you just have to put yourself in there, so just because in that 21-year-old girl's life, like, that is the worst thing that's ever happened to her. And that you can't,
like,
deny that.
You've been there. Like, I've been there, and, like, you know, in high school where something happened where now I'm like, oh, my God, I wish that would keep happening and not any of the other bullshit that I have to deal
right.
with.
Yeah. That's way better than, like, not being able to pay your rent or, you know, you're like, oh, wow, my career is falling apart. Like,
that's more important than, like, Andrew not texting me back.
Right. Totally.
Or you just, like, wake up in the morning and you're like, what is my purpose on this earth?
Yeah,
like,
that's a big one.
I mean, we got an email from a listener who was like, asked this question, how do you figure out what to do when you don't know what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I
understand,
like,
that.
Yeah, there. But I don't even know if there is advice to that, except for the fact that, like, I think so much of it is, like, stepping out of your comfort zone and just, like, trying to do some new shit and, like, change up your routine.
Yeah.
But even when you think you're doing the thing you want to be doing, you're still kind of like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Like, is this right? I don't know. I feel like that's a really fucking difficult question.
I feel like when you find it, though, you know. Like, yeah. For me, like, when I found stand-up, I was like,
orgasm.
Yeah. You're like, this is where it works now.
Yeah.
Wow. There's a whole button down here. Yeah.
I think I definitely agree. Like, when I started doing stand-up, I was like, oh, this is what's been, like, this has been the hole in my life that I can now, like, fill.
Mm-hmm.
But and, like, any kind of pursuit, like, I know that it's what I want to be doing. It's just still, like, waking up in the morning and, like, motivate yourself to being like, okay, I'm still going to keep on doing this, even though, like, such little reward initially. It's like anything when you first start to do it.
It was an emotional reward for me immediately.
Definitely. But I think that a lot of people, when they start doing things, don't understand that, like, an emotional award in many ways is, like, more beneficial to you than a monetary one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And do things in your life and become a person that you would be proud, you're proud of.
Yeah.
Like, you should do things that make you proud of yourself.
I would say, too, that if you're feeling, like, lost and trying to figure it out, I would just do the things that make you happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because from that, I think that you'll be in, like, you'll realize, like, what you want to do from that. Like, if you love reading and you are, I don't know, maybe there's, like, a job for you. I don't know.
No, absolutely.
There's lots of reading jobs.
We'll work, like, in a literary office. Yeah. Agent office.
I was going somewhere good with that before you laughed at me, Greta.
Julie's like, for example, if you like eating.
Yeah.
Food taste.
Not food critic. Like food, that's, like, a huge industry, the food industry.
No, you're right. I think there's an industry and a place for everyone.
There absolutely is. You just have to find it.
Everyone has their place in this world.
It's true.
So true.
Okay, I have an email that I would like to discuss with you guys. We had a woman write us and say that she was, like, hooking up with this guy that she met that week. And then after Facebook stalking him, it turns out that he has a long-distance girlfriend. And so he keeps reaching out to her, and she calls him out on it, but he still asks her out for drinks as friends. And she's like, I know he's going to make a move, and I really like him, but, like, what do I do?
My question is, are they exclusive? Is that a monogam?
I mean, I think if he didn't bring it up and she found up on Facebook, how is she supposed to know if he's telling the truth?
Right, because I know I have a guy friend in an open relationship. Actually, they just broke up with each other. But for 7 years, they were in an open relationship.
Yeah.
And he had a harder time than his girlfriend trying to go out with people, because the second he would say he's in an open relationship, no girl would believe him. They're like, you're just lying so you could cheat. But he was. And then when his girlfriend went out and tried to, like, hook up with people, and she gave the whole spiel, all the guys are like, okay, whatever. So I don't know, because if he isn't, did he say that he was open, or he didn't mention
anything? I don't think he mentioned it. She's a long distance one. But then she also said in the second part of her email, the part two, she said, my friend was recently in the same situation, and now that guy's her boyfriend.
Wow.
So she's like, what should I do?
Yeah, but it's like, do you want to get a boyfriend because you fucked over another lady? I don't think so.
Yeah,
for me, no.
Yeah. I mean, personally, for me, I would just be like, listen, if you want to hang out with me, you're going to have to say bye to the other girl, because, like, you don't want to be the number two anyway.
No, yeah.
Like, who cares? There's 7.3 billion people in the world. It's another reminder. my weekly reminder of that. There is another man.
Well, exactly. Everyone's like, well, this is the one for me. Well, he's not the one for you if he's dating somebody else.
Exactly.
That's the number one sign someone is not for you.
How do you know that he's girlfriend?
How do you know that he's not going to do that to you too?
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Yeah.
People always think they're invincible, but like, no, if someone cheats on their girlfriend with you, they're absolutely have it in them to do it to you.
Yep, I've learned.
You're not special.
The hard way.
I think that that's something that like so many people think that if they're the like mistress. I've definitely been a mistress and I've definitely been a cheater, and in like both of those situations it always feels shitty and I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't changed and this person hasn't changed in this circumstance, so like it's just bad.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that in your life.
Thoughts, Lo? Okay.
Lo has no thoughts about this.
She doesn't. It's fine because Lo's always been in a good, solid relationship.
She has.
Lo, whenever it comes to like getting advice from Lo, she gives the most sound relationship advice ever. And I'm like, oh, maybe if I just listened to this at any point in my life, I would have been in much healthier, better relationships.
True.
But you have to make mistakes.
Yes.
To learn what you want.
That. I feel like a lot of times my girlfriends will like give me like super intense advice and I'm just like, I'm just not there yet. You know what I mean? Like I need to like mess up a little and figure it out and then like I'll realize on my own.
Yeah. And that's when it's going to stick.
Yeah.
Because if so-and-so tells you that what you should do, and even if you agree with it and you know that that's the better option, if you in your heart of hearts still want to go the other route, you should do it. And then if you get fucked over, that's a great learning experience.
Well, experience is the best teacher more than books or words or advice. You know, that falls upon deaf ears a lot.
Have any of you guys ever been a mistress? And by that, I mean, have any of you guys ever slept with or was like seeing a married man?
For like half a second, but I literally didn't know until I got to the person's house. It was this like long, like torrid romance. Like I had opened up my relationship that I was in college to basically like see this person, and then
your boyfriend in college,
mm-hmm.
you were in a relationship,
yeah,
and then
very long-term
like,
relationship, like 5 years, yeah,
and then you were like, okay, I wanted this to be open mm-hmm. so that you could explore this relationship with this other guy.
Yeah, because we had been dating for so long, and I mean since the day I turned 18, so I was just like, I need to try other stuff. I mean, I don't also, when you open up a relationship, you shouldn't have someone specific in mind.
Right. No, I think
that's my blunder.
Number one.
Yeah. That's my blunder.
You're like, I need to try other things. Actually, I just
need to
fully
date this
other
person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that, though. Like, oh, they think maybe having someone in mind is indicative of you needing to be open, but that's not.
No, I mean, you could be attracted to other people, but not be ready for an open relationship. I certainly, when we opened this relationship up, I was absolutely not ready for an open relationship, did not know what it entailed. I just should have broken up with my boyfriend.
Did your boyfriend at the time pursue other women?
No.
Once you guys...
No, and that was the problem, because I had this guy in mind, and then I ended up like just like seeing this guy, after class, we would just like hang out together, and he ended up dumping his long-term girlfriend for me, and I was like, what? I'm not leaving my boyfriend. Boyfriend,
right?
Like, what are you talking about? I didn't even have sex with him at that point.
Oh.
Like, I was like, I had just like bit like lost my virginity. I was not ready to be fucking multiple people. Like, I just wanted to like hang out and like make out with him. Like, it was very.
I wish MTV
innocent.
Was around to film you during all of this.
Yeah, it was super innocent.
And
then
entertaining.
Yeah, and then like when I finally dumped that long term boyfriend, I went and called this guy up again, and he reignited everything. And then when I finally like get to his house, like after like days of talking, like he's back with the girlfriend he dumped for me, and they're living together.
Oh no!
And I can tell because there's a picture of them on the wall. And you know, like when you get in some place and you're looking around, and you're like, that's a girl's shoe.
Yeah.
Is this? And then you're like, that's a girl's
coat. Like
bobby
pins on the floor.
Yeah, you're like, oh, there's only one bed here. You have your girlfriend
and then
lives
like,
with
that's
you.
That's the girl.
She's
like in the corner
standing
hiding
in the hallway.
Yeah. Also, like, when you, if you're going to a guy's house and, like, either he lives with, like, male roommates, there's a specific scent where you can just,
balls.
Like, walk
it's
in.
Balls.
Yeah. You're like, okay, like, only men live here. If a woman is present on a consistent basis in a home, it changes.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so distinct.
Yeah.
And you can walk into a place and be like, there's a woman.
Right.
There's a woman.
I
know.
Love spell by Victoria's Secret body spray. Oh my god.
It was just so fun. Yeah, but that was like a one night only. Because I was like, I'm already here, but then never again. And I mean, like, what a d bag.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
18.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
15.
I was 14. I feel you.
Day I got my braces off.
Damn, get it.
My braces off. He was older.
Was he your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, that's chill.
Yeah, yeah. Chill.
She wasn't like 19. Braces off and like running around.
Ready to fuck. You're a woman now. You're ready.
I feel very relieved to know that you lost your virginity when you were 15 because I mean, being 14 is also insanely young. It's like when very, I look back,
I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, I had no idea how anything worked.
Neither.
Like, or what was happening.
I didn't know until the year before that sex actually entailed insertion. I didn't know there was insertion. I thought that the penis went into the vagina like halfway. It sat there for like a minute and then you took it out and that was sex.
That's
and then
really
I watched
funny.
The movie Vanilla Sky.
Oh, and then and you learned.
I was like, wait, why does he keep thrusting? And then it was at a sleepover.
When I lost my virginity, it was to this guy that I thought was so hot. And I met him. I was on the island of Nantucket.
Wow.
And I met him. I like saw him on the street. I'm not kidding you. And I was like with my friend Jamie. And I wrote my name down in a my number down in a receipt. And I made her run and give it to him. I had so much confidence as like a 14-year-old. It was crazy. And then we like hooked up and like flirted for like a week. And then I was just like, I don't know. I lied to him, though. I told him that I had had sex before. I also lied to him and told him I was 16.
Okay. Wow. How old were you?
He was 16, and okay. I was 14. But I lied just because, like, you know.
14 feels very young, so that's why. Yeah. I scared him. I want to scare off the 16-year-olds.
I lost my virginity like, when I was 18.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
And it was with this guy that I had been, like, super into for like 4 years in high school, and we like had a back and forth. We never dated, and so I was like, he's got to be like the guy that I lose my virginity to. And but it was like, I don't know, you know when you just have waited and you're just like, whatever, like I'm gonna do it. And
yeah,
so it was outside of a party on a hill. But for some reason I didn't think that was weird.
I mean, was it nice out?
Virginity outdoors. Well, they grew up in Laguna,
wasn't
right. Yeah. So it's nice.
I never thought that like that was weird. We were just like, making out. We were like, okay, like we're just gonna do it, literally. And then like everyone in the school thought it was like such a thing. And I still to this day get like a text message from like one of the like idiots I went to high school with, sending me like a picture of the hill.
Yes.
I'm like, you guys need to move on with your lives.
Yeah,
like, I'm 30 years old. Really? Like, chill.
You know what we're going to do? We're
but, like, I really didn't think
plaque.
It was a big deal.
We're going to make a little tiny plaque and we're going to set it
there?
On the
That's
hill.
Really funny. You
no,
should do that.
I just think it's, like, so put ridiculous that people think
Jilly
it's,
hill.
Like, a because
Jilly
it was, like, a hill. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's, like, so many people have lost their virginities in cars.
I was going
like,
to say they're probably jealous because they did it in a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
You know, I had a really unfortunate sex experience in a car relatively recently.
Oh, your LA trip?
Yes.
I remember this story.
I was in LA like a year and a half.
Have sex in a car.
Can I fucking tell you, this guy was like the worst. I hope he's listening to this because he is the worst person
I hope
ever.
He's listening to this because we have like a lot of diverse
audience. Was he bad at sex?
I will tell you Jennifer Love Hewitt and I are Eskimo sisters, if that's a thing.
Wow. Yes, it is
so
a thing.
So his ego's out of control.
Well, he just like is a filmmaker and like his whole Instagram account is in black and white.
Oh, God.
Did you meet him on Raya?
Yeah, I met him on Raya. And whatever, we like, we're going to meet up. So we met up in LA. I met him out. I was already drunk. Oh, wait, this is more fucked. We met up. So I was on Raya. I was talking to these two guys on Raya in LA. I went to meet up with the black and white douchey
guy
at the bar, at this bar. And I was also talking to this like very cheesy male model that was just like asking me to sit on his face and all this stuff.
Oh, you poor thing.
And we get there and the male model was the bartender.
Oh no!
And I was meeting this guy there. It was so.
Did he recognize
weird.
You?
Yes.
It sounds like very
talked.
LA.
It
Whatever.
Was very
Everyone,
weird. We talked. He didn't care. He's like dumb. You know. He like didn't. I was like, I'm meeting my friend here. Like, meanwhile, this guy's trying to like shove his tongue down my throat.
But, you met a lot of interesting guys on Raya. That skateboarder.
I've never
too.
Heard of
I
this
did. That
app.
Guy was crazy.
Raya's for creatives.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you single?
No.
Okay. Well,
I have
then,
a boyfriend for 5 years.
How did you meet your boyfriend?
Music video that he was directing a music video, and I was one of the girls in it, and He was dating a famous porn star at the time.
Oh.
And then a year later, we started dating.
Did you feel a pressure sexually?
Oh, yeah. I've been to the ER twice for sex injuries because I was trying to, like, be cool.
What were the injuries? Yeah.
A dildo that he bought me for Christmas, our very first Christmas, and it was the biggest dildo I've ever seen in my life. But, like, my reaction on the outside was like, oh, is that it? That's, like, the biggest you can find? And but on the inside, I was like, that's not going to fit. And then when we used it, I woke up in the middle of the night and basically a cyst on my ovary had burst. I didn't even know I had cysts. And so it was fucking dildo.
Oh,
and I
was my, like, God. Ah.
Well, you know what they say? It's better for those to burst naturally. So maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe. Because I didn't know I had cysts. So.
Yeah. So, like, these positives.
Yeah. Well, I made up this word femasculated because okay. That's like how I felt. But I was, like, paralyzed by this insecurity. And I've never been insecure about that shit.
Yeah.
Ever in my life. And yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's and then crazy. What's the second one, if you don't mind sharing?
Anal sex. I was bleeding afterwards.
Oh.
And I was like, but it was an abnormal amount. And I was like, this is, I don't know. I just wanted to make sure, like, my colon right. wasn't broken or something. I don't know. Yeah. Basically, I just needed to eat more fiber. There was just tearing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that there was some girl recently that got a dildo and stuck in her butt and she posted a photo of it and went viral?
Oh, she did post a photo? People yeah. have been emailing us about that. I didn't click on the link.
I found it on Distractify. Okay. Distractify.com. Okay. But, you know, listen, like, if things
How
happen.
How did it get stuck?
I don't, you know, I've never used a dildo usually, in my butt.
Yeah, your the whole your boy. Butt is set up to push out. I mean,
well,
like, that's
it gets suctioned. Like, it can get
there.
Suctioned
Maybe
up there.
Maybe she got too large of a size. Maybe. I didn't read the article. We're just guessing. Maybe there was a malfunction with a product.
Maybe.
What else could be wrong?
I've never put a dildo in my butt.
Neither have I.
I haven't, but my boyfriend and I discovered putting stuff in his butt, and man, that's fun.
Yeah,
he like guys have a G-spot
right in there.
It's called a P-spot stimulator. Is what the yeah, yeah. And the brand of the toy is a Naros, and it's a P-spot stimulator. And it is he has the craziest orgasm I've ever seen in my life, and it's like so hot. It's really hot to watch.
Maybe I should get Will a P-spot stimulator.
I was gonna say Will. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Do you do? Like toy stuff with your boyfriend?
I don't like toys at all.
Really?
I like really don't like toys. I've tried like I have thousands of dollars of sex toys in my apartment wrapped. I like will always try like the littlest thing. I hate it. I hate electronics touching my clit. I don't
really?
Yeah, do not like it.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Really?
I like anal beads a lot though.
Yeah.
But toys are okay. I mean, so that I like anal beads because you well, and also like if you're gonna have anal sex, you need to loosen it up a little bit.
I can't really have anal sex. I do like anal, like I think that I'd be really into a butt plug. I was talking about this on our
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah.
They make tiny ones and big ones. They make all kinds of ones.
I think I'd be really into that, but I remember thinking I have to have anal sex when I was like a certain age being like this is what
it is. There's like a lot of pressure in high school all around that because I think it's like a forbidden like you know
the
what I mean
forbidden
like,
fruit of
yeah,
the butt.
Like men are like are they gonna do it are they not like is it
I know,
cool if
it
I do like there's so much of like the back and forth you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
and now I
just
feel like asses are trending these past few years.
They are.
They are.
Kanye, butts
like
are trending.
Like,
but butts are fun to touch
anal
guys'
sex
butts.
In high school. There was no pressure in my high school for anal sex.
There was pressure
really?
To get
the fuck
jackhammer
was going on
finger.
In Laguna.
In Laguna. I mean, like I said, I was literally, everyone like lost their virginity when they were like 14. I was like, I'm going to wait till I'm 18. I was like very like
well, I almost
fast,
wanted to get mine over with.
As my mother would use the term not fast. It was not fast. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, me
I've
too.
I've had the thing happen to me where, like, it's accidentally gone in my ass when, like, I wasn't ready for it. When you're having, like, hard sex and it,
but,
like,
is
slips
it an
out
accident?
Of you. And
yeah.
This was an accident.
Okay.
It was, like, hard, aggressive sex.
Yeah, it
and,
can
like,
be.
Out, and then it just, like, accidentally shoved my ass.
Ooh,
and I was, like,
oh my God.
I was, like, I'm going to throw up. it was awful. And you know what I hate sometimes about dudes? How when that happens, they're, like, well, are we gonna finish? And you're like,
give me
you're
your
still
sec,
turned
bro.
On by the fact that I'm like knocked out
like
of
like I'm
breath,
gonna vomit on you.
And I feel like anally accosted right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
The anal cost.
It's an anal cost. It is.
I don't think I've ever been anally accosted.
You don't? I mean, you would remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I have never been.
I'm
okay
to think.
With that.
I do this thing where I'm like, yeah, I love anal in the beginning of a relationship. And then 8 months in, I'm like, never mind. JK, yeah. We're not doing that anymore.
It used to feel better. I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm too
Same.
Old.
Same. I think it was more pleasurable for me when I was younger. I don't know why.
There were these two girls.
Well, I think maybe it's because you're older and so you've been using it longer.
Maybe.
What, you've been I've been pooping for 30 years.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, my whole life. And when you were 19, you were only doing it for 19 years.
Well, and sometimes when I went to the bathroom, I'd be like, clearly if that, I mean, I could fit a dick in there if that.
Yeah, if that came out of me.
Yeah. Not to be too vulgar, but.
It's also a different way. I mean, it feels different going in than going out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll shit out a dick any day of the week.
Yeah.
Do I want one? Like, what if you took a piece of poop and then inserted it back into you? But it was hard. Come on. Doesn't that feel good? It sounds like my nightmare.
Honestly, I'm getting horrible visuals over here.
Yeah.
Visuals.
There were these two girls in high school that, like, they were best friends. It was a very like a 13 situation, mm-hmm. You know, remember that movie?
Oh,
Evan,
I do.
Rachel Wood.
Yeah, just like these two like Nikki naughty Reed. Girls, and they would always talk about like how much anal sex they were having with their boyfriends, and I remember being like, oh my god, they're like 15 and they're like
so young,
tiny, yeah. Having like crazy anal sex. But then it's like, who were am they? I to judge? Because there I was, like, lying about my age, like, having sex at 15.
I was going to say maybe they were doing that to just talk.
I don't know. But also there is that crazy thing, like, some, like, very religious people will, like, only have butt sex because they don't think it's actually losing your virginity.
Absolutely. Hilarious. Because if God's going to bitch at you for having vaginal sex, why is that back hole better?
Yeah.
I just think that they probably still feel guilty after that too. So it's just like, just do what you're comfortable with.
Just fuck
with.
If you want to fuck.
Isn't you there, don't want to, don't. If
yeah,
you do,
exactly.
Do.
Isn't there also that belief system that like you can't come because like the cum is wasted if it's not for trying to make children?
There Weren't have we been talking like arguments about this? Against.
There's a little bit of that, I think.
Like the people who are against birth control because they think that every egg when a woman ovulates is like a potential baby. Have also, like, the nutbag ones are also, like, technically when you jerk off, those are babies, too.
Yeah.
People are dumb.
Religion and sex don't really go together.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's so weird because it's, like, so much of religion is about, like, procreation.
A lot of people pray in the bedroom, and a lot of people have sex in the bedroom.
But you can do both.
I love your observations. Yeah.
Julie's like, well, when you did get fucked in the vagina with the huge dildo, the cyst naturally burst. So there's that. And
she's so like, that's actually better.
And people kneel on their beds to pray every night, just as often as they kneel to give blowjobs.
It's true.
I don't like giving blowjobs. Period.
I have to really like the guy, but like when I like the guy,
it depends. I gotta be in the mood.
I need to be really, really, really in the mood.
I'm usually into it for the first like 5 minutes, really into it, and then I'm like, my problem is it takes too long, and it's just, and it's like boring after a while because there's only so many things you can do, and then I'm like bored now.
Swallowing cum.
No, I do not like that.
Oh, see, that doesn't bother me at all.
I used to. But now I don't.
That's a hard no for me.
Yeah.
It makes me gag.
It's not necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you gag.
I think that, you know, just like.
Tell us more, Greta.
I love how, like, my brother listens. I always talk about how my brother, like, listens to our podcast. Oh. And he just has to have a visual of me just, like, gagging on
a
cum.
Dick. How old is your brother?
He is 37.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
He knows.
He's a man.
He has a kid.
Birds and the bees.
Yeah. He has a wife and a kid.
If he has a kid, he knows what's up.
He knows.
Oh, he just wants to hear about sex. He doesn't even care if it's his sister. Yeah. He's like, just someone talk
like,
to me
about
it.
Tell me about it. I think before we wrap up the episode, since it is October and it is like Halloween times. If we got a girl that wrote to us being like, you make me feel good about going through my whore phase. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. You should definitely do that. So you guys are like, you know, all about anti-slut shaming.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give the children of the world this Halloween in costumes and what they want to do? Do you guys have any good costume ideas?
I mean, Corinne goes all out on Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, Halloween is my expertise, but I mean,
last year, three people touched her butt, and I got really mad, but she didn't get as mad, but I got really
because it wasn't even a sexy outfit. I was just as Ronald McDonald.
It was sexy, and that it was
very tight. People touch my butt when I've not invited it.
Of course.
I mean? Well, I mean, strangers on the street should not be touching any part of you. No, certainly not your butt.
But definitely, like, you know, when you're out and a guy like slides a hand, I'm like, don't touch
no.
me.
No.
It's so it's fucking worst. Irritating.
It's yeah. very weird. I mean, I traditionally say that I dress like a whore 364 days a year. So on Halloween is the day that you don't. But I mean, that's a lot
and
of
I'm
times.
The opposite.
Because like, yeah, because I don't know. I mean, if it's a costume, if the character is that you want to dress up as is a whore, then yes, you should be dressed
so literally a whore. How do you feel about like slutty Little Red Riding
Hood? I hate when things are slutted up.
Oh
that
my
don't
god, do you want to know what I found
it's
online?
Actually hilarious and ridiculous, but usually the people in the costumes don't, that wasn't their intention.
Right.
They just want to be like
stupid.
A slutty potato.
You guys, I found a slutty Harambe or whatever the name
Harambe,
is.
Harambe, yeah.
Oh, there's a Halloween costume.
Can you
that
please
a
be
slutty
that?
Harambe.
Oh, wait, you know what god. I just saw?
No, I'm Little Kim every
I'm gonna
year.
Be.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I just pick a different color and I wear all of that
that's
with
amazing.
The wig.
Well, I chose my Halloween costume this year because I wanted to dress like a huge slut.
And what is your Halloween costume this year?
Last year I was Elaine from Seinfeld and I was like, I thought it was going to be great and I was wearing these comfortable shoes and nothing was showing. I fucking hated it. I missed out. That's the one night a year that I'm like really, like I just fucking slutted up, titties yeah. out. And this year I'm going to be, I actually bought my costume from a sex toy website.
What is not, it? What's your costume?
It's a latex nun. Goth
oh, hell
nun.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, that's like
all black with a latex cape.
I
and
like
it's like
that.
A bathing suit.
What's that's
the
awesome.
Thing that I was thinking.
You need to baby powder your body.
You oh, no. Be? Yeah. I got to lube myself up.
I truthfully don't know yet, but even if I did, I would never tell you.
Oh, God.
I don't reveal. I don't
Instagram?
Reveal before the day.
Halloween for me, I like was always so nerdy for Halloween, like all through school and like through high school, like my senior year of high school.
That,
I mean, I dressed up as Ella. I begged my mom to let me dress up as Ella Fitzgerald one year.
That's amazing.
George Gershwin one
wow.
year.
Wow,
you are the cutest.
Hell yes. There was this. I grew up in Washington D.C. and there were these books called The White House Mouse that was all about this mouse, these mice, this family of mice that lived in the White House.
Were you a mouse one year?
Yes, but it was like so niche because like no one knew my reference.
You're like, I'm actually a mouse that lives in the White House. Yeah. So can I tell you other. Mice out
to
there.
Read more.
So like I dress up as this mouse and like my dad's like blazer and
amazing.
Like a big poofy shirt and everyone was like,
I
why are you a
that.
Mouse dressed like that?
Oh, I
like,
love
why
it.
Are you a
high class mouse? You're like, what other kind of mouse would I ever be?
I yeah. think my favorite Halloween costume I ever was, I was obsessed with The Gap, obviously.
Duh.
And I found this long sleeve shirt of a girl dressed up in a black pants and a black shirt with devil ears, a devil stick, holding like one of those pumpkin things. And I thought it would be really clever of me to dress up as a girl on my shirt while I wore the shirt on Halloween.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. It's like when you look in a mirror, yeah. but there's a mirror behind it and you just, it's an endless.
It was very like meta.
Yeah.
Well, you put a lot of thought into
it. I appreciate a Halloween costume with good thought put into it. And I also appreciate like a slutty brick, like something. I think that's
a
so
slutty
funny.
Brick is good. I like a slutty brick.
It
my
has to be clever.
One year
yeah.
was, Frida Nipple.
So is it like
oh,
so yeah yeah
so
she was like tape she wore like a nude bodysuit with tape but then like the eyebrow of
oh that's Kahlo. Funny
so she's
oh.
Frida Nipple Kahlo or whatever
that's funny.
Do you remember when I dressed up as my dog?
Yeah, it was cute.
I dressed up and then I brought my dog out with me.
Oh my god,
see I love that. That's
Frida
awesome.
Great costumes that are just like sometimes you
no
get them
I'll tell
sometimes
you gotta take like a risk you gotta take a risk.
When I went I did my freshman year of college at University of Arizona, so like if you didn't dress up as a full like prostitute, you were
right.
like looked at. They're like, "What
you're
the fuck
idiot.
Is wrong with you?"
Right.
So I was like, "Oh my god, this is my first." You know, the year before that, I got a child's lion costume and crawled on all fours through my high school as a lion. I
but
was
that's
dating
fun.
The most popular guy in the high school at the
so
time.
Good
I will.
For you.
That's really good for cool. You. But the thing is, Halloween, everyone thinks it's like uncool to dress up, but then when you go out there, the least cool people are the people who like half committed.
Yeah.
And those are the people who are embarrassed.
Yes. Halloween, fully commit or just wear leather.
Exactly. Yeah. That's yeah. my one advice, because if you want to look hot, then fucking look
you have
hot.
To just
look
go
like
all
babe.
Out.
I love that.
I think my best costume though to date was when I dressed up, because people tell me that I look like Brittany Murphy, which I think is funny.
Oh,
but I dressed up as Brittany Murphy's ghost.
You could also
that's
be
funny.
Brittany Murphy in Clueless.
Thank you. I'm more of a Cher girl,
I was
gonna say, personally.
Cher. I was just saying, that was like the only Britney Murphy costume I could think of.
Yeah. Well, what's the other one? Like Little Black Notebook or something, wasn't it? Or a Little Black Book, I think, is her other thing.
Wait, actually, like Uptown Girl.
You guys, I've had a really good idea. I'm going to make Will dress up as Eminem from 8 Mile, and I'm going to dress up as Britney Murphy.
That's a great idea.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
And
that works perfectly.
And the whole time we're just going to be flicking each other off like they do. Yeah,
that works perfectly.
Like Superman on repeat. Just walk around with a ghetto blaster.
I wanted to make Steven be James Franco's character in
Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers. Yes. And then I was going to be Selena, like what one of them. I'm like, oh, we need to get
There's
like an army.
From.
I know. I wanted to get like three other girlfriends to do
That's
it.
So
but
fun.
We ended up on Goth Nun.
Oh, this is the last thing I'm going to say. I'm very upset because I found out that Shia LaBeouf got married. So.
To who?
I understand.
His girlfriend. He was my.
He had a girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah. Her name is Mia Goth. Don't get me started.
Oh, I really want to see American Honey, though.
I saw it.
Is it good?
It was incredible.
Okay.
He's so hot. I've had a crush
so
on him forever.
Hot. Like watching him have sex in Nymphomaniac. Like Nymphomaniac was so
that was
disturbing.
I loved that movie, though, so much.
Watching
it was
him
fucked up.
Have sex, I was like. Mm.
I think watching him watch his own videos was what got me.
Watching him watching his own movie.
Yeah. I was like, sold.
Yeah. I've had a crush on him since Even Stevens on the Disney Channel, but now that I know his personality, my crush is long over.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like he's so crazy.
Yeah, he's too weird.
I love that.
Fame
I feel
has
like
affected
so good in bed because of that.
Yeah.
He might be our male loving today.
Yeah, male loving goes out. Actually, no, fuck you, Shia LaBeouf, because I have a vivid memory of telling my friend Priscilla Wideline in her kitchen in high school that one day we would fuck. And now.
You don't know that that's
did
over.
She fuck him?
No, Priscilla? But
what Hollywood marriage lasts forever.
I know.
You're fine.
Seriously, RIP. Yeah.
How long have
they
been dating?
Since 2012.
I mean, that's a decent amount of time. But
so maybe we'll stay together.
Being married to him
know
is no
that
picnic.
Is like the funniest thing.
Yeah, that's
Girl,
true. That's a good
he's
point.
My crush.
Oh my yeah, God. You got to keep tabs on your
you
crush.
You have to keep tabs, just like you accidentally look at your ex's Instagram. You also keep tabs on your celebrity crush.
I don't have a celebrity crush right now.
I just forgot. I blanked on the name of mine. Oh my God. Jason Ritter.
Oh,
I don't
know
who it is. I'm in love with him. I am madly in love with him.
You know who I'm kind of in love with? Kristen Ritter.
Me too. So I've been in love with her for a while.
She's so hot.
She's
I'm like,
babe.
What's good? I just watched, she was on like Chelsea lately and I
she's
was like
so
watching
beautiful.
Her and I was like, you're cool and so hot.
Yeah, she's the greatest. She's, I love her personality.
I don't like that she gets compared to Zooey Deschanel.
They're so different.
They're so different.
She's way more
you know,
goth and awesome.
You know, people look alike. They compare them all.
They don't care.
I guess that's true.
Brown
same
hair,
person.
Same person.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All right, guys.
Okay, wait. This is a really exciting thing that you guys are doing that you guys are going on tour.
Yes, in November.
In November. Where are you guys going to be? Where can... I'm sure that, like, everyone that's listening to this podcast is, like, having one of those moments when, like, someone from one sitcom appears on the other sitcom, and you're like, oh my God, you guys know each other? You know
what
I mean?
Whoa, we do know each other.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably some weird, like, worlds colliding moment for, like, crossover
listeners.
You want
to know what it is? It's, like, when they combine Grey's Anatomy with, like, the other hospital show.
Yeah.
And it's, like, everyone, like,
right.
Everyone fucking freaked
out. The fuck out.
It's crazy.
They're looking all 2 hours. Special night. And like the phrase like playing in the background and it's like this whole like dramatic like death like beautiful doctor scenes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so tell us about your tour. Where are you gonna be? Where can everyone go? And
yeah, it's like we're calling it Guys We Fuck the Experience, but basically what we're doing is we're taking the bringing the podcast to life with the audience in it. So there's a lot of it's going to be like a lot of interactive shit. It's so much fun because it's different every single night. We're going to Syracuse, Albany, New York City. We're doing a live recording. Hartford, Connecticut, Irvine, California, Phoenix, Ontario, California, Indianapolis, Columbus, Chicago, and Cleveland.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
So
you guys, go see them.
Sorry About Last Night Comedy.
Sorrybaboutlastnightcomedy.com and just go to tour or live or whatever it says.
All the links.
And can then the tickets and everything like that.
Yep. All the ticket links are there. We set it up for you.
And download their podcast and listen to them and become fans if you're not already, just like Greta and Lo and I are.
Guys, we fucked the anti-slut-shaming podcast.
So. Yeah, it's the best.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And who is your lady loving today?
Yeah.
Mm.
You guys each get one.
Oh, I know.
My lady love in every day is Victoria Beckham.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I love her because people don't know a lot about her. They think she's like very serious and totally just into fashion. But number one, she's not just into fashion. She's a fucking fashion mogul. Yes. Consistently on the cover of almost every magazine because she works really hard. They've never had a nanny for her family. She's a mom of several children.
She's a mom of four?
Yeah. So there's Romeo, Cruz,
Brooklyn,
and then Harper. So yeah, four. Three boys and one girl, and she has a very dry sense of humor that I appreciate so much that no one knows about.
Wait, so how do you know all of this?
I'm the number one Spice Girls fan in the world. I ran a Spice Girls newsletter for 5 years called Wannabe Weekly. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Maybe someone's heard of it.
Can I tell you that Scary Spice, I had the tour magazine, like the first tour that they went on.
Yeah.
Or no, it was the Spice Up Your Life tour, so it wasn't the first tour that they went on, but I had the magazine, and there was this beautiful black and white photo of Scary Spice in a leopard print outfit with her two buns, and the rest of her hair was curly. And I was like, she is my inspiration.
Hero. Oh, she's beautiful. Beautiful, wonderful.
I love Mel B.
I met Mel B and Emma in person. Those are the two that I've met.
How was Baby?
They were both lovely.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, Emma was like super delightful, and then Mel B was very like fiery and just kind of like doing her own thing.
How in character.
Yeah, they are who they are.
You know what makes me like Victoria Beckham is Will has served them a bunch at his restaurant.
Oh, really?
And I'm always like, what did she eat? And she eats normal food. Yeah.
She's a pescatarian.
I love how that's like a thing. You're like, they eat normally. They're great.
Well, you know, she's like, she's gotten ridiculed so much for being like skinny and all this stuff. Yeah, she has... always has fish, and she has three tequilas up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, get it,
hell
girl.
Yeah.
No ice. No ice. She drinks Casamigos, George Clooney's tequila brand.
Wow.
I mean, she's promoting the arts, supporting the arts.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Okay.
I will.
And who's your lady loving, Christina?
I love this woman recently. Anna Navarro was this Republican anchor on, I'm a Democrat, but she on CNN, she was talking to Trump's campaign manager after the whole puss grab the pussy comment.
Yeah.
And she kept saying the quote. She was like one of the few people who said the word pussy and actually quoted what he said.
Did they block it out on TV?
They didn't block it out. And then Trump's campaign manager was there, this woman, and she was like, can you stop saying that word? My child is watching. And she fucking flips out. She's like, you're offended when I say it, but you're not offended when Trump says it. And she's like, pussy, pussy. And it made,
yes.
I was like, holy fuck, who is this woman? She is a godsend, and I love her.
Great.
This is also like a good reminder for everyone to go out and vote.
Yeah, register to vote. Yes. Register to vote.
November 8th.
Vote, and
we love you guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We
hope that you listen next week, too. We really do. We don't want it to be the only time.
Oh, I feel like in a crisis, you're super clutch. Because you're like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. And then if we die, we die. Yeah.
Just kidding.
I mean,
no, I don't want to die.
Also, guys, don't forget that Jilly is going to be a TV star. So when she's ready to announce that, we're all going to pop off. We're going to have a viewing party. It's going to be dope as hell.
Yay. Congratulations.
We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Are you into Bravo TV?
No, are you obsessed with Bravo TV?
Obsessed!
Well, we are. This is Ben Mandelker.
And Ronnie Karam. And if you're into Bravo as much as we are, you have to check out our podcast, Watch What Croppin'.
Twice, sometimes three times a week, we've got all your recaps and gossip from Vanderpump Rules to Real Housewives of Melbourne and everything in between.
Join us every week for new episodes of Watch What Croppin'.
Download, rate, and subscribe on iTunes.
Or check us out at sideshownetwork.tv/watchwhatcroppins or anywhere you get your podcasts.